I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's EV News Briefly, everything you need to know in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the full show. I'll be back as usual, 8 a.m. UK, 5 a.m. Eastern for the full podcast to start a brand new day with the latest EV News. Patreon supporters get the episodes as soon as they're ready and ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. An exclusive Reuters report today says that Tesla will shutter their Berlin factory for 2 weeks from January 29th because of component shortages caused by the transportation disruptions in the Red Sea. Of course, Giga Berlin relies on a lot of Chinese components. Others like Geely and IKEA also talking about how disruptions because of attacks on ships by Iranian-backed militants are affecting Europe's largest economy. And Tesla, the first of those to put their head above the parapet, as it were, and say, we're going to close the factory for 2 weeks because we can't get the parts to build the cars. The ships can go round South Africa, but it adds about 10 days and $1 million in extra fuel costs. Now, Tesla's mega packs continue to be used around the world. This one in Hawaii, particularly nice because it's replacing the last operational coal power plant. It's now energized as of today. It's owned by Plus Power, operated by Plus Power, and they point out the LFP cells used inside that. And it's going to, of course, do wonders for a beautiful place in Hawaii, but also get them off fossil fuels. Now, Tesla's sales surge last year, I didn't realize until I saw the Audi numbers today, almost got Tesla ahead of one of their longtime rivals in the premium sector. Audi, now the 2023 numbers are all coming in, Audi sold 1.89 million vehicles globally in total. Tesla, of course, we know 1.81 million. And that was Audi doing a big increase as well because their sales figures were recovering. But that's going to be a close battle to watch. And now Edmunds got their hands on the new Porsche Macan EV and took it on what they say is a 70-mile-an-hour range test. Now, obviously, the range test was pioneered by the likes of Tom Malogny and Kyle, my buddy from Out of Spec. Edmunds doing a similar thing. It's got a 100-kilowatt-hour pack, 800-volt architecture, the Macan EV and the Audi equivalent, the Q6 e-tron, will be a step up from the Taycan and the e-tron GT. 325 miles was the number they got. Average speed was 60 miles an hour, though, they said. So it's not a perfect... I mean, no range test is perfect, but it's a little slow. But 325 miles is amazing at highway speeds. Can't wait to get more details on that new Macan that's coming out this year. Mercedes-Benz saw a big boost in their EV sales for this year. It now comprises 11% of the entire Mercedes-Benz passenger cars business. Add plug-in hybrids, and it's 19%. We'll call it 20. That's one in five cars that Mercedes-Benz sells can be recharged. More details on the Hertz defleeting. Yesterday, I told you that Hertz are getting rid of some of their Model 3s, and that's they're looking at great deals, $20,000. That's amazing. And then typically, as I published,
We found out the reason why. They are offloading 20,000 of their electric vehicles as they pull back on the amount of Teslas they have in stock because they've been burned by a couple of things. How expensive collision and damage is on Teslas. Like, you and I knew this anyway. It's been bothering insurance companies for a long time why EVs take, you know, and particularly Teslas can be expensive to repair. But Hertz didn't get the memo, apparently. And also, all the price reductions that Tesla made over the last year have left their numbers not adding up because Hertz thought the vehicles would be worth, in terms of depreciation, a certain amount, and now they're not. And I don't know, nose out of joint, having a bit of a moment in terms of their financials. The stock price is tanking at Hertz, and so they say they're going to go back to, getting rid of some of their Model 3s and replacing them with some gas cars. A shame, but they didn't probably think that one through fully. Stordot, the makers of extreme fast-charging battery technology, are putting their first cells into Polestars this year. Not ones you can buy, but for validation, and that is a great sign that those fast-charging cells are another step closer to being in real cars. And that's briefly.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.